What's your name and what program and year are you in?
Hi, my name is Eli Wood, which is short for Elias. I am currently a second slash almost third year psych student who recently got approval for a specially approved major in neuroscience.
If you had to choose another program to take, what would it be?
If I had to choose another program to take, it would most likely be English and or biology. Those are programs I considered before deciding on psychology and neuroscience.
Who is your favorite political leader?
I wouldn't say that I have a current favorite political leader. Every political leader is human and therefore has faults, of course. I think more so that there are traits that I prefer or favor. So folks like Megan Mitten or the NDP nominant in this past election, Caitlin Grogan, I think is how you say her name. You know, folks who aren't afraid to ask the tough questions and to show support for communities that historically haven't been identified and or supported. Those are the kinds of traits that I look for and favor in a political candidate and or political leader.
Name one thing you'd like to see change at Mount Allison.
One thing among many others that I would like to see change at Mount Allison is input from students. I know that in certain forums there is input from students. However, I don't find that collaboration and input from students directly to Mount Allison as an institution occurs to the degree that it should, given that students are the reason Mount Allison currently runs.
What's your best quality?
It would probably be honesty in regards to the best interest of others, and to specify that further, I'm not afraid to ask difficult questions or to have those conversations that folks don't typically want to put themselves in for. I know a lot of conversations that folks have reservations about are conversations that need to happen, and if no one is willing to do that, I will, you know, throw my hat in the ring, so to speak. I think honesty is part of the foundation for communication and for collaboration in most, if not all, regards to life.
What is Mount Allison's best quality?
I think Mount Allison's best quality is its innovation. And when I reference innovation, I mean in that Mount Allison is constantly changing. With every new crop of students coming in, with every new professor, with every new change that Mount Allison makes, generally, we are moving towards the betterment of Mount Allison, with a few exceptions. But the innovation that constantly takes place, and you see it on campus, and you see it in the classroom, you see those students saying, you know, this isn't acceptable, or we need to do better, and you seeing those steps being taken. And I think that Mount Allison is a bit novel in that, because of its size and its reputation for really close interpersonal relationships, that this sort of innovative collaboration can occur more so than a larger school.
Why are you running for MassU Council?
I think there are a lot of reasons that I'm running for the MassU. I think that the MassU is a great way to be involved and to have a very structured support system to enable the kind of advocacy that I would typically do. So, for instance, the advocacy I do around the LGBTQIA2S+ community in a forum like the MassU allows me to amplify the voices of my community. It allows me to broaden my contacts and network in order to achieve the goals that I've set out for myself, but also that others have set out, you know, for the community as a whole. Beyond that, I think it's great to be involved. I'm a very involved person. I think it would be a shame to have something like the MassU in operation and to not take advantage of the learning opportunity that would be running and potentially gaining the role, in my case, of the gender and sexual diversity rep, but in any case, for any position.